Random House Audio presents Crowdsourcing: Why the Power of the Crowd is Driving the Future of Business by Jeff Howe. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Introduction: The Dawn of the Human Network. The Jakes didn't set out to democratize the world of graphic design. They just wanted to make cool t-shirts. In 2000, Jake Nickel and Jacob DeHart, as they're more formally known, were college dropouts living in Chicago, though neither had found much work putting his abbreviated educations to use. Both were avid members of a burgeoning subculture that treated the lowly t-shirt as a canvas for visual flights of fancy. So when they met after entering an online t-shirt design competition, they already had a lot in common. For starters, both thought it would be a good idea to start their own design competition. But instead of using a jury, they would let the designers themselves pick the winner. That November, a company was born, the product of equal parts youthful idealism and liberal doses of beer. The pair launched Threadless.com a few months later with a business plan that was still in the cocktail napkin stage. People would submit designs for a cool t-shirt. Users would vote on which one was best. The winner would get free t-shirts bearing his or her winning design, and everyone else would get to buy the shirt. At first, the two Jakes, as people called them, ran Threadless from Nickel's bedroom. But the company grew, and grew, and grew yet more. People liked voting on t-shirts, and the designs were less staid and less formulaically hip than those sold by Urban Outfitters or Old Navy. The winning designs started appearing on hit TV shows and on the backs of hip-hop artists.